Aesthetic. The last scenario we will discuss is one I like to think of as the aesthetic. In Laura's ancestry, we find other women who, like Laura, never married, so her lifestyle choice wasn't exactly an anomaly in her family or world. We also know that Laura's dominant philosophy could best be described as transcendentalism, and that a solitary lifestyle or retreat for reflection was practiced by many of the principal adherents of this philosophy. One only has to look at Thoreau's 2-year retreat to the shores of Walden Pond to see an example of this kind of desire for solitude for spiritual growth. Laura refers extensively to Thoreau's example in the opening paragraphs of her final book, Lichgate on High Road, published in 1981. Paragraphs 4 and 5 of the first chapter are as follows. To conquer time, to preserve the essence of the past, to escape into reality, these were my triple desires when I started to build Lichgate. But I was not unmindful of Thoreau's dilemma in contemporary society and his subsequent retreat to Walden in an effort to observe man's relation to nature with its capacity for elevating the spirit. To build a house on the edge of Concord, to cultivate his own bean rows oblivious of the passerby, to live a primitive and frontier life though in the midst of outward civilization, was of some advantage to Thoreau in the 19th century. Who will deny that Thoreau's experiment at Walden, renouncing the improvements of the ages, was a mere vagary of the imagination? And who can say that such solitude is without benefit even to a man of the 20th century, if only to learn what are the gross necessities of life and what methods have been taken to attain them? If one is fortunate enough to be able to buy 3 acres and thus betake himself of his own solitude, he may yet discover some of the essential laws of man's existence, unknown even to the atomic scientist, who in his effort to penetrate the mystery of existence, discovers still further mysteries, even more mysterious. With an occasional invasion of the outside world, and with the occasional intrusion of a visitor, one may yet observe life with a fair degree of equanimity. To that end, I started building what some romantics call the house of my dreams, my dream castle. Though Thoreau ultimately returned to civilization, in body if not spirit, after a 2-year sojourn in the woods, Laura chose to spend her last 40 years pursuing the same desires echoed in the pages of Walden. One interesting bit of trivia while speaking about Thoreau's origin, the cabin he erected on the shore of Walden Pond was 1.5 miles from Concord. Laura's cottage lies the same distance from the center of the Florida State campus, and as with many things Laura did, this was not a coincidence. So was Laura's lifestyle simply a choice, a reflection of her values and beliefs, a sojourn at a monastery she built for herself? I used the word aesthetic at the beginning, and most definitions of it contain the word severe. I have to say that possibly we could apply that to Laura. We know that she disliked cooking smells, and so she was likely predominantly a vegetarian. We know she wanted to live very simply, owning only the things she thought she needed, no more, no less. We have stories of her traveling the globe and doing so with a single small bag containing a change of clothes. We know that she dressed simply, and on and on. To our eyes, she would have appeared severe, so perhaps the label is a good one, and perhaps she pursued Thoreau's vision as doggedly as monks or nuns do in their religious orders. I don't know, but for some reason I don't think so. When I study Laura, I feel that there is a joy, a life, a love lurking just beneath the surface. All these things I think she wanted to share with someone, but whom I do not yet know.